News on Missouri Net. I'm Allison Blood. The state's Senate is on the verge of shutting down the special legislative session with nothing being passed, accusing the House of refusing to negotiate on the economic development proposals that led to the calling of the session. House leaders have refused to accept the bill approved last week by the Senate. Today, they announced a new proposal. Senate leaders say the Senate cannot accept the House position, and the House knows it. The Missouri Net's Bob Priddy talked with Senate Leader Rob Mayer just after the Senate recessed this afternoon.
What kind of a kettle of fish do we have brewing here now?
A big, smelly kettle of fish.
You want to elaborate on that?
Well, I mean, here we've had negotiations apparently going on between the governor and the House, and the Senate's been excluded, and have all types of threats being made out in the public about what's going to have to be done. And so, I mean, it leaves us in a position where it makes it almost impossible to pass legislation.
Majority Senate Republicans are caucusing. Mayor hopes for a meeting with the governor and House leaders this afternoon. Senate floor leader Tom Dempsey says he'll formulate an adjournment motion, as he puts it, when the Senate reconvenes at 7. Mayor admits the Senate is close to calling it quits for the session. But on the other side of the building, the House Economic Development Committee Chair Ann Zaire says there have been talks between the governor's office, the House, and Senate leadership.
Key leaders in the House have been talking with key leaders in the Senate. None, don't need to get into necessarily who we're talking to, but there's language in there that meets provisions of all the parties that they would like. So we're hoping that we can come to some mutual agreement that this is a bill, you know, of course, that the governor can support and that the Senate can support.
Zaire, who was not optimistic about the bill's chances after Monday night's committee hearing, says the committee will be ready to vote tomorrow. Representative John Deal sent a press release saying he's more optimistic after recent discussions. This is Missouri Net News.